Breaking news in the last 10 minutes. According to Tom Pelissero, the Ravens have fired John Harbaugh. He said the Ravens are holding a meeting now to inform staff. So after 18 seasons, John Harbaugh out as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens.
It's a start. I mean, again, we were all not sure if they would actually do what it looked like should be done for a lot of valid reasons. When you're talking about moving on from two coordinators, when you're talking about seasons unraveling the way some of these have, when you're talking about the same mistakes over and over and over again, regardless of the coordinator, we can't figure out a fourth quarter defense. Regardless of the roster, we're having difficulty in close and late situations and our 2-minute offense and how we open games and how we close games. And you're looking at even like timeouts and simple game management stuff that just seems to be recurring and usage of challenges. And I know that is more kind of analytics now anyway, with the way they're doing it with the kids upstairs and everything. Mm-hmm. But it had seemingly run its course. And his mentor, Andy Reid, had a tremendous second life as a head coach. And Harbs is a hell of a coach, but it was over here. It needed to change. That's a great recognition by ownership. I still contend it's just as important that you reshape your front office as well. He tied these two to each other time and time again with their contracts. I don't know how one's gone and the other one gets to help pick his replacement. That seems counterintuitive and odd to me. Maybe we'll learn more about a reshaped front office in the hours and days to come. But when you're basically talking about blowing out your entire coaching staff, mm-hmm. then it's time for the head coach to go. Because let's be real, we've done the exercises. What position group distinguished themselves?
Zero.
You know what I mean? Godseed's already gone.
Yep.
Like, you're looking to make a... You better change the O-line coach.
Yeah.
Defense, you're supposed to be the best secondary in the league. I don't think Pagano was going to stick around anymore. And you're probably looking at a new D-coordinator. Or you're definitely looking at a new D-coordinator. You're looking at least a couple of new position coaches over there. Like, what are we doing? The guy's going to have a whole new staff again in year 19?
It just seems like for the Lamar Jackson era, they've hit their peak with John Harbaugh. And John Harbaugh reached the pinnacle in Baltimore in 2012. But in the Lamar Jackson era, he hit his peak in the AFC Championship. The lack of postseason success since Super Bowl 47 is well documented. And again, John's a hell of a coach. John had a hell of a year, a hell of a run here, 18 years in Baltimore, but it had run its course, guys. It just had run its course. We've seen numerous offensive coordinators. We've seen numerous defensive coordinators. His latest one being Zach Orr, he handpicked. He opted to have the unproven guy that's never done it at any level. That was John that made that decision. And now you're making this move at a critical juncture in Lamar Jackson's career, where he's about to be 29 years old in what, a week or whatever it is. Like, you're trying to figure this out while Lamar Jackson is still in the prime of his career.
Okay, Jason, so we're just hitting, the news has just hit us in the last 15 minutes, but first blush, anybody you think they should be coveting as a head coach?
I mean, it's sort of uncharted territory for this ownership group, and he's used to having an established head coach. Now, Harbs was a nobody when he hired him. It was a shocker when it happened. It was the runner-up to Jason Garrett or whatever, but he's been very established for a very long time, and they had a unique coach-owner relationship. So does he want someone who he feels like can step in with a little bit of gravitas and having already done it? Or does he feel like he needs to go in a completely different direction and find somebody young at the vanguard, maybe? Does he want a specialist as well? I mean, Harbs coached secondary for a year, but he was a special teams guy. Does he want someone who is an offensive or a defensive genius? Sort of back to when Billick was hired in that model, right? He was supposed to be an offensive genius. Does he want somebody young the way Harbs was? I mean, look, he said he's not keeping this franchise forever. He's going to sell it. It's not staying in his family. So does that mean he's looking for someone from the college ranks who's a proven coach, or someone who's done it before, who's been let go? Like, I wouldn't want Kevin Stefanski, but Kevin Stefanski's profile might appeal to Harbs. I think the D coordinator with the Packers, Halfley, is very interesting because he did a good job at BC as a head coach. So he's got some of that to him. And now he's done a really good job running Green Bay's defense for a couple of years. You're going to hear Jesse Minter's name. I think Jesse, we just talked about the Chargers. I think Chargers are going to have something for Drake May. Mm-hmm. And then I think they might even have something for Sean Payton and that crew. Like, Jesse Minter's got all kinds of ties to this team, to this family tree. Yes. Maybe you want to go totally away from the family tree, or maybe you look at McDonald as the one who got away and you see Jesse Minter as another sort of version of McDonald.
What about Chris Shula? You like it? That's a tree you know a little bit.
I like it, but I don't love it. I mean, Brandon Staley is a defensive coach from that family tree. It failed. Raheem Morris is defensive coach from that family tree. Like, it failed. I'm really interested in the D coordinator in Jacksonville. He's only done it for a year. He's really young. Knowing what I know of his background and the way he conducts himself, if he got in a room with Bisciotti, I think he might really sort of click with Bisciotti. I feel like the best first-time candidates are on the defensive side of the ball. They've plucked through these offensive guys. Anybody who's ever spent a minute with McVay,
This is just my first blush. When Steve Bisciotti fired Brian Billick following 2007, yes, they had a ton of defensive talent, but they were 5-11, and they weren't necessarily in a win-now mode. I know they went to the AFC Championship with Harbs being unproven and a kid from Delaware that they took. That was not – they didn't anticipate that turnaround happening as quick as they did. They're in a much different situation now than they were when they fired Brian Billick. Firing John Harbaugh now is a win-now move. And my gut is they're going to want an experienced guy. That's my gut.
I don't think this is going to happen. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's just my gut feeling, because do you want to go through some possible rookie coach growing pains? I don't know. That's my gut feeling. They want an experience.
So gut said that this wasn't going to. I was talking to somebody a week ago who I respect, who's close to what goes on in that building. He said an interesting outside the box name, as you said, an experienced coach. Could Ozzie convince Nick Saban to come here? Like, they have Alabama ties. They're close. Oh, man. You want an experienced coach, a guy. Bisciotti's not going to be here forever. Do you use your Alabama ties to get an more experience than Nick Saban? And there is a tie there. I was like, whoa.
That's
That Dick Vermeil did it, but I covered Gibbs 2.0, and he was out longer than this. But
Saban's only been out of coaching for a couple of years.
But he's been out of the NFL since 2009. Yes. The 1 year.
A long time.
In hindsight, it didn't go as terrible. I mean, I was covering the league then.
It was an interesting name.
And look at Miami since then, and like that would be something.
That would be crazy.
How about that?
How old?
That would be something.
Saban's 74.
If you're doing that,
how old's Pete Carroll?
Wait a minute. If you're doing that, why don't you get Bill Belichick?
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
I don't want Bill.
Neither do I, but I also don't want Saban.
I'm not touching Bill.
There's a connection with Ozzie. Now, there's a connection with Ozzie and Bill.
Connection with Ozzie and Bill.
Interesting. That's interesting.
If you're going the experience route, do you go super experienced?
If DeCosta's in the building, there's no way in hell it's Bill Belichick. I can tell you that.
By the way, Bill Belichick, they're not bringing that girlfriend.
He's become a character.
And not to mention, Bill the GM was horrific.
Well, he would have checks and balances.
He would, but no.
It's fascinating. I thought it should have happened. I didn't think we were going to get here, Jason.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Dan Lanning would be really interesting. Yeah. I know Marcus Freeman just re-upped and recommitted to Notre Dame, but they've got a lot of ties to that program. They've always liked drafting kids from that program. They'd be really silly not to put some feelers out there. Now the Giants and other teams were trying, but they didn't have Lamar Jackson, and they haven't won recently the way that a few teams have won recently, the way the Ravens have won.
This is the hottest job on the market. Like, it's not even close.
Well, you have Lamar Jackson. Despite what you think of the roster, you have Lamar Jackson.
Who would look at the Jackson Dart thing and also be like,
oh, come on.
But Jackson Dart.
This is the
hottest job on the market.
It's the best job. Yeah, it's the best job.
410-583-1057. Live radio is fun. John Harbaugh fired. Your thoughts. 410-583-1057. We talk to the people next.